Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Barisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
Three, hold on a second. I can't even remember my address. Sorry. It's been a long morning already. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm just having a hard time here. 35619. 35619. I think that's it.
25619.
35619. I think that's it, yes.
35619. Okay.
Hold on, honey. I'm brain dead.
You're fine. No worries.
It's 34613. I'm sorry.
34613. Okay.
Correct.
First and last name?
Jody Stores Barbero.
Repeat the. You said Jody?
Jody, J-O-D-Y.
Okay.
Stores,
what's your ship? Go ahead.
I was just going to spell my last name for you, but if you've got it, I don't have to go through that.
What's your shipping address for security purposes, ma'am?
7339 Divine Avenue, Brooksville, Florida.
Thank you. See. Give me one moment.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I see here it was done on September 21st for $5.74 for the KitchenAid. How can I assist you?
Okay, I have no idea what you just said, and that's not what I'm looking
okay,
for.
Okay, do you recall placing an order on August 21st for $5.74 for KitchenAid?
No, I do not. But the one that I'm questioning is for $67.32.
Okay. When the order was then back on September, on August 21st, the customer pays $5.74 for the KitchenAid. The customer is in trial basis to call in and cancel. And if that customer does not call in and cancel, then they get billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher. Because you're stating that you didn't do the order is fraud. I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account, and I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to the fraud department. And whoever placed that order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me a moment. Give me one moment. How's your night?
You're fine, thank you.
You're welcome. How's your night, I stated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that one. My night is okay, considering I've been up since 11 o'clock last night. I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm doing some renovation, and I just can't sleep unless I know that it's almost done.
Yes, I know what you mean. I'm doing some, too. I'm painting and stuff.
Oh,
well, not
yes.
Right now, but, you know, at home. But
absolutely. I understand perfectly. I've got purchased a business, and with the business comes 42 black and yellow totes. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're massive. Mm-hmm. And I have 42 of them, and I have to go through every one to see what the hell is in every box of it that I've got. Because, of course, she was not as anal, I guess, as I am to write stuff down, I have to go and look, and that's what I've been doing. So my eyes are crossed, my back is killing me, and I just want to stop.
I understand. Well, no, I've been painting for a month, but you know how night shift is, and then, yes, it's a lot.
Yeah, so you're doing, what, 11 to 7, and then going home and painting?
Yes, and then I go to sleep, and then take my son to school, and then cook and clean, and then, you know, it's
yeah. How old is your son?
He's 5.
Oh, my gosh. My grandson will be 5 in January. I'm so excited. They are. I love the fact that I'm a grandmother and I can send him home after I've given him all this nice sugary stuff.
Yes, I understand. Well, when he goes with my mom, he doesn't sleep well because he wants to be around, like, you know, playing around with them. So it's a little bit hard.
It sounds that way. It sounds that way. I can see that you're not able to get a lot of sleep.
Well, yeah, I do, because I get off at 7, and then I go take him to school. And right now, like I'm saying, I paint a day, one day, and then another day I skip, stuff like that. Then I cook and clean, and then he comes home, we take a nap, and then, you know.
We take a nap. That's a good one. He needs the nap, and you deserve one, so I understand.
Yes. So I'm going to transfer you over to the fire department, okay, ma'am?
All right, my dear. Teresa, you have yourself a magnificent day, and God bless you and your son.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome.